Fantastic. Well, have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a secret identity? Have you? Yeah? No? No? You're all happy how you are? Being able to move around as another person. Like, you know, one moment you are this, but then the next time you are actually somebody else. Imagine playing Guess Who. Oh, yes, Ginny. Have you wanted a secret identity? Yeah, I bet you have. But imagine playing Guess Who with Bruce Wayne, okay, from Batman, yeah? You know who Bruce Wayne is, don't you? He's the secret identity of Batman. So if you bumped into Batman, if you were playing Guess Who with Bruce Wayne, you would probably say, you know, he's a man, obviously. He's quite tall. He's wearing a nice suit. Rich. Maybe a bit arrogant, maybe. Or, you know, maybe he just seems a bit, up himself a little bit. But if you were describing Batman, you might say, well, he wears black. He has pointy ears. And he speaks with a funny voice. And things like that. Two totally different people. And yet they are the same person. Or maybe it might be Clark Kent. Anyone know who Clark Kent is? Superman, exactly. Clark Kent is Superman. Now, we know this because we've watched the film or we've read the comic books or whatever. But again, if you were playing Guess Who with Clark Kent, but we're trying to guess Superman, you wouldn't get it because Clark Kent wears glasses. He's a mild-mannered man. Now, I know when you watch the film, you can tell. You know, how is it that he takes off his glasses and suddenly he's a different person? But his persona is different too, isn't it? He's quiet. He's clumsy. He doesn't seem to have any strength at all as Clark Kent. But when he is Superman, he can leap over tall buildings. Or for the younger ones in the room, what if you were playing Guess Who with Connor, Amina and Greg, a.k.a.
The PJ Masks.
Yes. Yeah, bless them. I've seen seasons 1 and 2 many times. But they are three very ordinary children, and yet at night they don their pyjamas and their masks, and they fight crime and solve puzzles every night. Many superheroes actually have a secret identity. They spend most of their days as normal, average, ordinary people. But when there is danger to avert, or crimes to solve, or lives to save, they become somebody else. If you ask most people in Clark Kent's world who he was, they would say he's the clumsy reporter from the Daily Planet. Or if you asked Connor and Amaya and Greg's class friends who they were, they would just say they were regular kids, normal people, friends. Understanding who people really are is important for us to relate to them and their true identity. Today as a church, we're beginning a new series called Onto Jerusalem by asking ourselves probably the most important question you can ever ask. Who is Jesus? Most of you... Oh, go on then, you've got an answer. I wasn't expecting an answer. Jesus is God. Brilliant. Fantastic. Well done. That was a relief. Most of you would probably in this room say something like, he's God, or he's God's son, or the Messiah, or Saviour. Some of you might say, he's a good man, or perhaps it's just a good story that we can tell people. Or some people, and believe it or not, there even was going to be a comic book of this, some people might say he's a superhero from a comic book, like, you know, Captain Marvel, Wonder Woman, or Spider-Man. The other day, I was on Facebook and I saw this, and I thought, I've got to share this with you guys. I hope you don't mind. And Jesus said unto the theologians, who do you say I am? They replied with great confidence, you are the eschatological manifestation of the ground of our being, the kermene of which we find the ultimate meaning in our interpersonal relationships. And Jesus said, what? The point is, many of us, when we talk about Jesus or say who he is, we would often describe him with words that we use our knowledge for. We use our brains to answer that question. We reason who we think Jesus is, and then we give that answer out in words. But Jesus is far more than just simple words or knowledge. Being able to describe Jesus in a game of guess who isn't enough to really know who Jesus is. Even being aware of his double identity, fully human and fully God, isn't actually enough to really know Jesus. To answer the question, who is Jesus? I dare to say that we need to do that with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And we can only do that when we offer up our whole lives to him and give everything to him. I can stand here today until I'm blue in the face, talking about who Jesus is and why he's important and special. But what you and I really need is to know that Jesus loves us, that he gives up everything for us, and wants to have a very special kind of relationship with him. More than friends, more than family, more than lovers. Jesus died for you, and that is more, and that was even before Jesus died for you, and that was even before you knew him. So let's end this with this question. Do we really know who Jesus is? Can we really answer that question with more than just our head? Can we answer it with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength? If we struggle to answer that question, then perhaps we need to spend more time listening to his voice, reading his word, worshipping him here in this place. However you find him, my prayer is that you will encounter Jesus in new ways during this time of Lent. And like Jesus' travels to Jerusalem, you will look to the cross and discover how much he loves you. 1 minute. And that's it. Amen.